Tom Tate. He's our mayor and he is great. Tom Tate.
Yeah, but where is he? No one knows where Tom Tate is. He's been MIA. No one's seen him in the paper, on the telly. Even Donna Gates, the second in charge. She's been hard to find lately.
Well, he's the new top dog. We don't know where the others have gone, but Cameron Caldwell, thank you very much for joining us this morning. You are the mayor of the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I am. This is kind of like a Stephen Bradbury situation where sitting in the third position, I've come through on top for the week.
Well, we have this thing called Tom Tate Tuesday.
Yes.
But we haven't had it for... We haven't had it for Tuesdays for that long because no one knows where Tom is.
We don't know where he is. It's like, where's Wally? We're doing a game called Where's Tommy? Do you have any idea? Are we playing hot and cold or how are we going to play this game, Cameron?
Well, I can guarantee that he won't be wearing that Where's Wally outfit.
he'd look good in that.
You know, the guy works extremely hard as the mayor, so he's taken some loan leave this time. This is, as I understand, not a mayoral, you know, work mission. This is actually genuine leave. So him and Ruth are enjoying some time off.
Do you get the robe then? Because do you able to strut around and make any decisions, or do you still have to, deal with Tom? Or you just say, you know what, it's my city at the moment.
Well, look, Lauren and I have talked about me jumping in those robes and chains and, you know, doing the full thing. But, look, I'm very much just a placeholder and, keeping the seat warm until Tom returns later this week.
Well, the role is acting mayor, and Donna Gates, she's having a break too because she's done a stellar job. But as an acting mayor, I want to know what your acting background is. Are you a method actor? Do you go home to your beautiful new bride and continue to method act at home? I'm the mayor. I'm the man. I don't know what I'm doing. Sorry.
I don't know what you're doing either. But the story that I love to tell, Bridge, is that I actually played Oliver in the Mousetrap Theatre Company's production of Oliver Twist.
Oh,
when I was in primary school in Redcliffe. So, you know, I would like to think that I can fulfil this role well.
great.
Please don't ask me to sing, you know, something out of Oliver Radio, but I'm happy to try and, you know, brighten up this role and do my best to act.
All right. Well, then let's throw some movie lines at you then, Cameron. You know, what is a line from Oliver, though? Can you remember a line from Oliver?
Please, sir, may I have some more?
Gee, that's pretty good.
Oh, what about one from Terminator? Mm. I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Oh, this is good. All right, Tom Cruise, show me the money.
Show me the money.
You are great. And now do Tom Tate.
Okay, Tom Tate here.
We've got Tom Tate Tuesday back after all.
Hey, I've got to say, one of my strong points is voices, so I can roll into a John Howard.
Do it!
Oh, Jeanette, what do you think we should do for this country? Australia is the greatest country of all time, and I think we deserve a leader that's going to have eyebrows that are a bit substantial.
Oh, I tell you what,
awesome.
Cameron, we want you to be the next mayor
because at least
you're going to get played on the project like Tom does.
Well, it's big shoes for Phil, I can tell you, but he certainly gets some airplay on the project. So, one day maybe.
Well, good luck making the big decisions and being a big grown-up of this town. And finally, can you say farewell in your favourite voice that you like to take off?
Well, you know, I used to do Sir Joe, which is similar to John Howard, but he's got a bit more of a drawl. So, farewell to all of you Gold FM listeners this morning.